the air seems to be seeping out of the housing bubble. For years, we heard warnings that the bubble would pop. That doesn't seem to be happening. To find out what is happening, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there are a lot of numbers that are very easy for non-experts to understand. And for those who own homes, they don't look good.
If you look at almost any measure now, the sales of newly built homes is down, the sales of old homes is down, the inventory of houses on the market for sale is up, and now we see that prices in many places are falling, and on average they seem to be not going up very much at all, which is remarkable considering that just a year ago prices were going up at 10 or 12% on average across the nation.
You know, but for someone who's looking to buy and hasn't been able to get into the market, any downturn would seem to be good news.
That's right. If you want to buy a house and they've been out of sight and you live in a community where house prices are coming down, it could mean that a house becomes affordable. But there is a catch. If house prices haven't finished falling and you get in on the fourth floor and they're going down to the basement, you may not be very happy in a few months.
Over this last few years, with this rise in the price of housing, people have been taking money out of their homes, not necessarily selling them, but with home equity loans and whatnot. If this slowdown continues, will that hurt the rest of the economy?
Well, it definitely will hurt the rest of the economy. The only question is how much. I mean, on one hand, there's a million people who are involved in building new homes, and if we build fewer of them, there'll be fewer people employed there. But as you point out, housing has given an extra kick to consumer spending in the last couple of years. People have used their houses like ATMs. They haven't sold them, but they've been able to get home equity lines that allow them to keep spending money faster than their wages go up. And that's been a factor in keeping the economy going, and that's now going to go in a different direction.
Well, before we get to the larger picture of the economy, what about those people? How vulnerable are they, and who is vulnerable?
Well, those people may spend less money. It doesn't mean that they're vulnerable. It may mean that they have to go without a vacation or a new car because they can't tap their home equity. The people who are the most vulnerable are the people who bought a house with maybe a mortgage equal to 95% or even 100% of the value, because if they sell their house, they may end up owing the bank money.
And for the economy generally, David, how important is housing?
Housing is really important. As I said, a lot of people are employed in building houses. It's as big as the auto industry in terms of employment. But most important, more than two-thirds of Americans own their own homes, and for many families, it's their largest single asset. I mean, less than half American families own any stock, but more than two-thirds own their house. Americans have $11 trillion of equity in their houses, more than they hold in stock and bond mutual funds. So what happens to housing just inevitably has an effect on how much money people have to spend, how wealthy they feel, what their attitudes are, and that's really important in what happens to the U.S. economy.
So, David, do you have a prediction on where this is all going?
Well, I think the experts have it right this time, that housing prices are flat now and probably will head down on average in the next several months or year, and that'll have a depressing effect on the economy. The open question is whether it's enough to force a recession. I don't think so, but it'll certainly have a dampening effect on the economy.
David, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal.